There's an entire file box labeled Estate of Eleanor Bennett. Mr. Mitch pulls out a brown paper envelope with their mother's handwriting on it and puts it on the desk in front of Byron. Benny shifts her seat closer to Byron's and leans in to look. Byron removes his hand but leaves the packet where Benny can see it. Their ma has addressed the envelope to B&B, the moniker she liked to use whenever she wrote or spoke to them together. B&B notes were usually pinned to the fridge door with a magnet. B&B, there's some rice and peas on the stove. B&B, I hope you left your sandy shoes at the door. B&B, I love my new earrings. Thank you. Ma only called them Byron or Benny when she was speaking with one sibling or the other. And she only called Benny Benedetta when she was upset. Benedetta, what about this report card? Benedetta, don't talk to your father that way. Benedetta, I need to talk to you. Benedetta, please come home. Their mother left a letter, Mr. Mitch says, but most of their mother's last message is contained in an audio file that took her more than 8 hours over 4 days to record. Go ahead, Mr. Mitch says, nodding at the packet. Byron cuts open the envelope and shakes out its contents, a USB drive and a handwritten note. He reads the note out loud. It's so typically Ma. B&B, there's a small black cake in the freezer for you. Don't throw it out. Black cake. Byron catches himself smiling. Ma and Dad used to share a slice of cake every year to mark their anniversary. It wasn't the original wedding cake, they said. Not anymore. Ma would make a new one every 5 years or so, one layer only, and put it in the freezer. Still, she insisted that any black cake, steeped as it was in rum and port, could last the full length of their marriage. I want you to sit down together and share the cake when the time is right. You'll know when. Benny covers her mouth with one hand. Love, Ma. Benny starts to cry.